White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, Amy Edwards and Whitney Strop. Whitney, I texted you about this because there's one near my house, and I was like, we have to talk about this. Have you seen
Did I respond to your text?
I don't remember.
I don't think
but I think maybe I didn't text you because I was driving.
You were thinking about it.
I was like, we have to talk. Yes, I did.
Oh.
I said, let's make a note to talk about the dumbass Ohio billboards that are all over town.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Have
oh,
you
yes.
seen them?
I have not seen them.
What? I literally saw one on I-35 on my way here today. And they're so dumb.
They're for Oklahoma?
Ohio.
They're
for Oklahoma might make more sense. They're for Ohio.
They're trying to get Austinites to move to Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
It's so dumb.
So what is it?
So apparently it's not just here. It's San Antonio as well. It might be all over the state. This one I saw today said...
Well, at least they know the right type of people they want in their towns. Texans.
We're not going to Ohio. They don't know anything about us that they think we're going to move to Ohio.
That may be true. All right, give me one of
I
the billboards.
I had a boyfriend once...
You did?
I know.
Congratulations.
And we were talking about good shapes of states. He was from California, and I was like, Texas is the best shaped state.
It's the only
state. Let's be real.
Only shape, yeah.
And he was like, well, he was listing off some other ones that were good, and he goes, Ohio, it's pretty good. And I was like, I was aghast. I was like, there's nothing great about the shape of Ohio.
Is it just a square? I don't even know.
No, it's like a U kind of with the dip in the middle. It's nothing good. Nothing good.
Wow, you have strong opinions
about Ohio. This is the dumbest thing. This is so dumb. So anyway, the one I saw today said, keep Austin weird, like very high cost of living weird.
Oh.
Like.
That was stupid.
It's so dumb. 300 days of sunshine doesn't matter if you're always inside working. See, that one I don't even understand. Like.
We're not.
So we should move to Ohio. So we're inside working in Ohio.
But here's the thing. We love to be outside. I was just talking to my LA friends
about
this. I said, it's crazy how hot it is in Texas and Austin, but we still have all these open areas and bar, you know, like outside eating
and
bars. And they're packed.
They're packed.
And LA has the most beautiful weather. And I feel like they barely have any outdoor eating areas.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. So we know how to enjoy outside. What's another one?
This one's dumb too. Genius. Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration, and 0% state corporate income tax. What?
Well, I guess we don't know. We're not corporate, so we're not getting taxed.
I guess.
But
here's another one. Operating system update available. Ohio. And I was like, what?
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make... Whoever's writing this doesn't make sense. That's the one by my house. So anyway... Here, I know they're all over the state apparently, and this article says, "quote unquote," Ohio billboards are popping up all over. It's so dumb.
It is interesting to me, and I feel like a couple of years ago, there was another that was doing. I think maybe it was in Arkansas, and they were 90 or something like that. They were trying to say that they were like what Austin used to be. But at least they were showing us why it would be interesting to move there. Ohio isn't really bringing their marketing to the table.
It's from an economic development group called Jobs Ohio. They're behind the billboard campaign. And they say on their website that the coasts were once the place to be, but the high cost of living and doing business and population problems are influencing citizens to look for other options. So I wonder, but I mean, they must be spending a pretty penny on this.
Yeah.
Because, and it's out of Cleveland, not even like Columbus, a cool city.
Hello, Cleveland.
So anyway, they're doing it to get people talking about Ohio. And I guess we are.
We are talking about it, but ooh, I mean, I guess even bad publicity is good publicity.
I guess, but no one's coming to Ohio.
I mean,
so stop.
The only place that I would go in Ohio, I can't even think of one
city. Well, all the like Hall of Fames are there, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, which I do think is odd.
Yeah, it is odd because those are in like Cleveland.
But yeah, Ohio is one of the, well, except for you. Most people, if you said, what is your opinion on Ohio? They'd be like, I don't have one. Right?
Right.
You do. And it is not good.
I've been to Ohio. I've been to Columbus. It's a lot like Austin. It's a great town, but it's cold. I'm not interested. And it snows a lot. There's like a blizzard once when I went past. But anyway, they're just trying to get people talking about Ohio. So I suppose mission freaking accomplished.
Yes.
But go away.
Actually, let's tell everyone, look, I do think many people should go ahead and move to Ohio from here.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
let's
sure.
Get some space. Let's get our spaces back. Too many people are coming here.
Okay. You found the silver lining. Way to go.